Welcome to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemason. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Well, last week I made my first guest spot on a new podcast called Far From Centered, which is a great podcast, I might add, hosted by Robert Patrick Lewis, the author of Love Me When I'm Gone. It is also co-hosted by Mike Dawson. Robert Patrick is a Freemason, and the guest spot that I'm doing is a famous Freemason segment. These will never overlap with this show's segment either. They will always be different and never repeat. So you will find a link to that podcast on our website as well as a link to his book, Love Me When I'm Gone. The podcast itself is not Masonic except for that one part. Largely, it is a great mix of comedy, political rants, great information on the military, as Brother Robert Patrick Lewis was in the Army, and he was a Green Beret, to be specific, for about 8 years. I think you all will like the show and find it entertaining, so check that out when you can. Also, I will be making a guest appearance on another Masonic podcast every once in a while, and I'll be delivering a Masonic conspiracy theory. More details on that as they emerge. All of you know I run the show out of pocket, so I depend on app sales and donations to offset things. And for a long time I said I would never run ads on the program, and still, I won't. But if I could find a product that I felt was great, and if it would work with me, that I would entertain the idea of mentioning the product and use a link on my website where the listeners, if they wanted to buy something from them, they would go through the link on wcypodcast.com, and then through internet magic, we would earn a percentage of sales. I felt that that was non-intrusive enough, and so Brother Robert Lewis turned me on to this company called Onnit, who makes supplements and fitness equipment geared toward CrossFit, like battle ropes, kettlebells, jump ropes, medicine balls, and all super healthy non-caffeinated and non-genetically modified supplements geared for healthy living. I'm now affiliated with them, and if you want to try or you already use things like that, go to our site and click on the link for Onnit. It's on the left side of the page. If you use the promo code WCY at checkout, you'll get 10% off always. And we get some money to keep the show running. It's a win-win. Enough of that stuff. Let's get to the good stuff. The first piece, Badge of a Mason. The Badge of a Mason by Judge C. Clyde Myers, 32nd Degree, The New Age, July, 1950. Each and every Mason treasures a white lambskin as a badge to remind him of that purity of life and conduct in which it is necessary for him to live a good and upright life. We rear our emblems and say our Masonic rituals with great meaning, but we too often say them without thought. We do not try to understand what is meant by this or that emblem of pronouncement. We do not worry too much about our privileges and duties as Masons. It takes a lifetime of thought and study for anyone to know and understand our privileges and duties as Masons and what Masonry means, but I am sure Masonic rights and privileges are not to be interpreted as they were the other day by a litigant in my court. I was hearing a lawsuit that was quite important to the parties involved. Of course, all lawsuits are important to the parties involved. I finally indicated that my decision would be and actually was against the accused. His attorney later told me what then happened. He said that the accused poked his attorney in the back and whispered angrily, "What's the matter with that damn judge? I'm a Mason, the same as he is, and I've been giving him the grand hailing sign of distress for half an hour and he pays no attention to me. That accused is like many other Masons. He is looking for something, by reason of his Masonry, that he is not entitled to in law or conscience. He is looking for an advantage by reason of his Masonry. He has not yet learned that justice is not dependent upon race or religion or even the fact that he is a Mason. Masonry exemplifies endless philosophies and truths. Every truth and every lesson is a thing that will make you and me a better citizen and a better man and neighbor if we but heed. Every truth is a badge to be worn by every Mason. No man can be a good Mason who does not wear this badge of these teachings. Masonry teaches that we are our neighbor's keepers, that we have a duty to make our neighborhood a better place in which to live, that we are not to shirk this job. Masonry teaches tolerance of race, creed, and religion. It teaches love and friendship for all mankind. It teaches respect for government and admonishes the worship of one God. It teaches love, generosity, and every other good quality. It gives us the Bible as a guide, the square and plumb, to keep us in the faith and the compass to circumscribe our lives. All through your Masonic degrees, you have heard about toleration. Albert Pike, one of the great writers and philosophers of Masonry, says we have no right to assume the prerogatives of a god and punish a man for his beliefs. He says that one born of a Protestant parent would naturally be a Protestant, one born of a Roman Catholic parent would naturally be a Catholic, and one born of a Jewish parent, a Jew. One born of Constantinople would naturally cry, Allah is God, and Muhammad is his prophet. That, because of these teachings, no one of us should become intolerant of another. Tolerance is one of the badges of a Mason. No one can be a good Mason unless he is truly tolerant of his neighbor's beliefs and recognizes his neighbor's right to his beliefs, the same as he claims the right to his own faith. Masonry wears the badge of religion, though it is not in itself a religion. But Masonry is not all the religion the Mason needs. Masonry leaves the religious faith of a man to the Brahm, the Jew, the Hamadan, the Mohammedan, the Catholic, the Methodist, or any other sect that soothes the conscience of the individual. Masonry teaches no doctrine except those common to all religions and accepting and believing in God, and no doctrine beyond such belief except those producing the goodness and morality of man and the living of a true, just, and faithful life. Albert Pike says that Masonry opens wide its portals and it invites all to enter there and live in its peace and harmony, the Protestant, the Catholic, the Jew, the Muslim, every man who will lead a truly virtuous and moral life, love his brethren, administer to the sick and distressed, and believe in an all-powerful, all-wise, everywhere present God, architect, creator, and preserver of all things. He says we must pity the misfortunes of others, be humble, rid ourselves of hatred and revenge, be generous, an enemy to vice, look for wisdom and virtue, respect innocence, be patient and modest, and avoid every irregularity that stains the soul and distempers the body. Masonry is not a religion, but it gives us the Bible as a guide. Masonry tells us to read it, to study it, and to understand the Bible. Masonry does not require us to accept all of the biblical tenets, but it does require us to live by the rule of brotherly love, sympathy, tolerance, and good deeds as expressed in that verse of Scripture which reads, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so unto them." Masonry requires of us that we so live that we are on the square with our neighbors, our God, and with ourselves, and that the compasses may circumscribe our lives with a life of good deeds beyond which we are not to pass into the darkness beyond the line made by our compasses. Every Mason has heard and sought to understand the word ashlar. An ashlar is a builder's stone brought from the quarry for the building to be built. A rough ashlar is rough, unpolished stone as it comes from the quarry. A perfect ashlar is that stone after it has been hewn, squared, and polished by the masons into a perfect shape to be used in the construction of the building. The building represents life, yours and mine. You and I come into life and being as rough and imperfect ashlars. The great architect soon begins to hew and saw upon us, trying to make or shape and polish us into perfect ashlars. He works upon us through years to take out of us our imperfections. At last, when our roughness has been smoothed away, our imperfections hewn out, and we have thus become perfect ashlars, then is what the great builder uses us and gives us our place in the building of life, which he is constructing. In the building of life, you and I be big or little ashlars according to our capacity. We will have much or little capacity according to how we come from the quarry, and then according to our fitness for the building as perfect ashlars. There are large and small ashlars, but there is a place in the building for each. Our responsibility is large or small according to the size and fitness for the building. You and I are required to accomplish our design, whether our capacities are large or small. If you are designed for a large job, then you must accomplish large things in the service of the great architect. But I am not excused because of any capacity is small. The temple cannot be built without the large perfect ashlars, and it cannot be built without the small perfect ashlars. It takes all sizes and shapes of perfect ashlars to build the temple, and it takes all types of conditions of men to make a world. The badge of a Mason is that he does all things required of him as a Mason and as a man to promote and to actually live the morals, dogma, citizenship, neighborliness, worship, appreciation, justice, tolerance, and the thousand other things required of him as a Mason. If he does all these things, he will have lived that purity of life, and to his gaining admission into the celestial lodge of all Masons. Next, I have a few pieces from the 1 Minute Mason, which is a blog page run by the author, Mason, writer for the Missouri Lodge of Research, and they are very short, but very interesting. brother Steve Harrison, who, by the way, is also an esteemed contributor to the Midnight Freemasons blog. The first one is called Buried in American Soil, the Marquis de Lafayette, one of the most decorated Freemasons of all time, so loved the United States that he removed dirt from a spot near George Washington's grave. He took it home to France with instructions for its use upon his death. Today, Lafayette is buried in that American soil. Helicopter Mom. Mary Pinky Hardy MacArthur may have been the world's first and, in fact, most obsessive helicopter parent. When her son Douglas MacArthur, Manila Lodge No. 1, Philippines, went to West Point, Pinky, as she was called, went with him, rented an apartment with a view of his room, and spied on him with a telescope to make sure he was studying. This next one I really love. It involves the USS Constitution. On top of my desk is a replica of the USS Constitution given to me by my father. Here goes. Paul Revere and Old Ironsides. The USS Constitution, Old Ironsides, is the world's oldest floating commissioned warship and is the home of Henry Knox Lodge, constituted under the Grand Lodge of Massachusetts. Its hull is constructed from 2,000 trees forming planks up to 7 inches thick. Brother Paul Revere, past Grand Master of Massachusetts, forged hundreds of copper bolts holding the timbers in place, as well as providing the ship's copper sheathing spikes, pumps, and anchors. So there you have it. A Masonic Lodge is actually on the USS Constitution. Next, we all know each week we do the famous Freemason, and I like to get diverse. I've covered from South Africa, South America, Canada, Australia, and several others. This week is from our brothers down under. Graham Kennedy, Australian television personality, Lodge of St. Kilda, 1955. Graham Cyril Kennedy, born the 15th of February, 1934, and he passed away the 25th of May, 2005, was an Australian radio and television and film performer and the king of Australian television. Kennedy was a pioneer of television in Australia, hosting the variety program In Melbourne Tonight for 13 years. He then went on to host the game show Blankety Blanks, still one of the world's highest rating game shows. He was king of Moomba, inducted into the Lodgies Television Awards Hall of Fame in 1988, and is fondly remembered by many as the king of television. That's it for this week. Remember to find us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, we're on Pinterest, Tumblr, MySpace, and Google+, under the email address wcypodcast@gmail.com. Questions, interview requests, or submissions you can send to that address. Remember our Android and Apple apps to listen to the show streaming. Check out Stitcher Smart Radio for streaming access for free. Just use the promo code WhenceCamey with no spaces. Check out the Midnight Freemasons 3 times a week for original content on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Remember, if you want to try out some cool supplements, as well as kettlebells and other fitness training equipment like battle ropes, go to our website and click on the link for Onnit Labs. Use the promo code WCY, and I think we're working on a 10% discount when you use that. Just go right through our site, and a portion is sent to the show for offsetting hosting files. Have an absolutely wonderful week, everyone. Stay on the level, and for Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.